This is episode number 3 with sales genius Lindsay Wilson. Hello and welcome to the Real Raw You podcast. My name is Jenna Flackert, former corporate executive turned lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, we bring you a new guest to inspire you to live more, love more, and be the real raw you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to this very special call with Lindsay Wilson, where she is demonstrating and taking me through her entire high-end sales conversation. Oh, my goodness. You guys are in for such a treat today. Wowee. This is an absolutely incredible call. So if you don't already have your VIP pass and you want the transcript for this call and all the other blueprints to follow through in the big ticket blueprint, do go ahead and take action and get it now. And you can find that link at access.bigticketblueprints.com. Now today, let me tell you about my journey with Lindsay. I met her online in 2008 and just fell in love with her. I mean, and that is what she teaches you to do, so to speak, in your sales conversations, is just to be the contribution so grandly that you are love. And I just haven't found another person that teaches it so dynamically, connects so well, and I'm so happy you are on the call today. Lindsay Wilson, welcome to the Big Ticket Blueprints. It's so great to have you here. I mean, talk about the woman who is the queen of the big ticket and has taken a simple Facebook ad and turned it into millions of dollars for you and your clients. So I just want to dive right in and especially want to talk about that conversation that you have after somebody sees your ad and they say, I really think I want to work with Lindsay, but they're scared to death because they know that you charge top dollar.
That's so funny. That's wild. That's what they think. I didn't even think about that. That's great. Thank you. So good.
You know, and I really think that there's almost people that are afraid to call you and have that conversation because you're so good at it. They're like, oh, my gosh, if I talk to her, I know I'm just going to invest.
Aww, so good.
Let's, before we do dive into that, why don't you share a little bit about your background and how you really stumbled upon using, you know, social media in this way to the big ticket, and can you give us the cliff notes on that?
Yeah, totally. And can I just give you the big secret first? I know I'm supposed to say something that makes everybody want to stay till the end, and I promise I'll come up with something great at the end. But the bottom line is just people want to be loved. They just want to be loved. And sometimes it's, you know, like a warm puppy, and sometimes it's a swift kick in the pants. So you just figure out what kind of love people come to you for, and you give them as much as humanly possible during the conversation where you try to make a sale, and that's the answer. That's the whole truth, and I'm happy to break it down. But that's just I the other night in bed laying with my husband was saying, I hate sales, because I was like the worst salesperson in the universe when I started, and he is so good. He was like, so what's the thing that you do that's really, you know, brilliant? And I was like, you know what? I am really good at loving, like, total strangers and just being completely there with, I mean, truly loving them in that moment. And if they step up, you know, like if you can help them get through their fear to move to the next place, that's awesome. And sometimes they're not your client, and that's awesome too, like a dance of celebration after that. But I think that the thing that I just learned, because I had to make sales when I first started. I was a commissioned salesperson and, like, you know, couldn't afford $3 things of peanut butter. And so I just learned that if I really love somebody, if I really am heart-to-heart with someone, if they're meant to be, they'll move forward. And if not, the wild thing is that the universe responds to that energy that you put out there and will send somebody else who will call on the phone and buy, you know, the $50,000 package. So
and that wasn't what it's about. I mean, people, try to know all the strategies and all the tactics, but at the end of the day, it's about the connection and how we're being so that we can be received on one end and receive on the other. Yeah.
Totally, totally. And I'm happy. I mean, there are specific things that I've learned over the years, and I'm happy to share those today, but that's the big truth. And, you know,
Yeah, and actually, to keep them even more juiced for the end, we've put together a super-duper, uber-awesome special offer that I can't believe Lindsay's just been so generous to allow us to put together. So you get to check that out once we get towards that, because it is like, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Well, yeah. Everything I've got, you know, like, why not share it with people? There are a lot of people who are in the shoes that I was in when I first started selling, and it's not that hard, honestly. I think there are internal blocks that people go through, and I think that's the piece people don't talk about a lot in sales. You know, I think it brings up all of our stuff about visibility and value and, you know, intimacy. I think that sales is a big deal, but yeah, I hope I put something together that can walk people through that and then also give them the really, like, here's how you do a $7 Facebook ad that, you know, I made five figures from. So, yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, great. Where's the best place for us to start?
So I would say, because you asked me about background, so I'm always like, people don't listen during sales calls, so let me listen to you, and I'll say, you know, I joined a mastermind when I first became an entrepreneur, and I was supposed to read Think and Grow Rich, and I would spend every day until 3 o'clock on Facebook instead of reading the book. And so I just found that, you know, my goodness, Facebook is such a brilliant sales tool, and, you know, if standing on my head and playing the ukulele were what made sales, I'd do it. But, you know, we regularly, and here are the numbers parts. It was so helpful, the stuff you said at the beginning. But, you know, I sold out of my $130,000 package with cold leads from Facebook ads that I get on the phone with and sell them in, you know, 45 minutes, an hour or so.
Yeah.
So it's just extraordinarily effective. And when you contemplate the fact that you can target people so specifically. I mean, someone can write a check to their minister, and it's not tracked online, it's not done online, it's not done through Facebook, and we can target them through a Facebook ad. So I know for some people that feels a little bit scary, but the deal is this, like, if you're going to save my life, even if you're just going to help me lose the baby weight since my two little toddlers were born, I want you to be in my inbox. I want you to be there and helping me. And so, you know, if you could target me, I think I found the help for it, but why not, you know? So I think I just found that it was an easy way to make sales, and that coupled with, you know, having done, goodness, 25 years in sales now, it's, you know, I spend half my time with my kids. I work about 20 hours a week, and we're working on this new ad campaign, and somebody said to me, you should figure out what your average transaction is. And, you know, like in the past 6 months, my average sales transaction is $25,000. And so that's through Facebook ads, right? So I'll tell you this, nobody's spending $25,000 to get one lead on Facebook ads. Who makes any sense? We spend, you know, about $2 a lead. And so, it totally works. And I will also say that it's amazing to me because I've been looking at starting to do in-person stuff with people because I've had babies for most of the past 3 years, so I didn't do many live events or anything. And my clients are in Australia, South Africa, Ireland, England. I mean, I have some in Colorado and Texas, right, and New York also. But it's fascinating to me. Without Facebook ads, like, how would I even reach those people? And some of the things that they do, I have clients that, you know, if I told you the miracles they make for people, like, it's just such good fortune that we're connected. So, yeah, Facebook ads works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's no doubt that they work. I think that some of the hesitation is people don't either value their work enough to go into, do I really even have a product that I could sell? And I think there's a lot of fear that they're going to lose a lot of money doing these Facebook ads and not getting the leads that they can convert through a conversation. So I really feel like there's two parts of hesitation within the people, especially in my world, that I work with.
Yeah, and the point that you bring, please go right ahead. I'm sorry, I get excited when I interrupt. Well, I apologize.
Well, the question I was going to ask, what do you find is usually the biggest limiting factor to people really saying yes?
In terms of sales conversations?
In terms of sales conversion.
Ah, fear. Absolutely, positively. You know,
yeah.
I had spent a week earlier this year where it just was me and a phone and I sold stuff. And it's funny because someone recently said to me, you say those big numbers and it scares people. And so I think, but I did sell $724,000 like in a week with a phone. So it was amazing to me because I don't spend a lot of time doing sales calls on the phone. And the thing that actually was painful for me was a lot of women I would talk to, it's so funny, I can feel this in my thighs, were just terrified. Like, I could see that there was a huge business for them. And, you know, the key to getting Facebook ads that perform is you just need strategic ads. You know, it's like if you really had a health issue, you probably wouldn't go to the doctor that's just closest to your house. You'd find a good doctor. And so with Facebook ads, you just want them to be strategic. They're not intuitive, I don't find, at all. So just going in and trying to build something, you probably will lose money. But the people that I talked to that would be like, you know, there were people that it was just statistically clear if we called their database, if I gave them a script to give to the people in their office, like even if they had, like, quite frankly, like high schoolers who were just going to read the script, they would convert. Like one person we talked to, she would make $30 million, and it was just like this wasn't blowing smoke at all. It was like her package was $20,000. She converted this much. Man, I wish I could talk about some of what some of my clients do because it's amazing what she does. And so and she stepped up. So that was awesome. But I would talk to other people, and I have to say it was women, interestingly, and I could so clearly see their value and that so many people in the world needed them, and they were too afraid to move forward. And I will tell you, I'm the person who's gone to entrepreneurial events the whole time that I've been an entrepreneur, and I've like had to leave the room because I felt like throwing up because I have a really strong response to shame-based selling or sales that's slimy, or sales that's manipulative. I can't stomach it. I've never manipulated anybody to sell a thing because I just don't have it in me. Not because it's noble. I just probably don't have that, like, big enough ego to do it.
You convert the people that need you. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, people will come up. I guess here's the other thing, too, is that I think that what I've done that works well is I've set up things so that the people that I do end up speaking to, we've sort of sorted out how afraid they are. You know, like it's clear that when they're going to work with me that there's going to be hopefully a major transformation. That's my intention, you know. And so the people that I get on the phone with these days, honestly, I have people who just say, you know, I watched your hour-long video and I want in your 60K program, you know? And I have programs that are not that price also. But I think if you just really own your value and you really own what you're here for and you really connect with the people who need you, then it's a match, you know, and figuring out the piece of money's just the sign of faith that you're moving forward. I made such a big investment this year, it's insane. And when I did it, it was so scary. And the thing that I was clear on when I was doing it was that I was betting on me. I was saying, I am willing to step up and to do this. I had two babies, and I looked at them, and I thought, wow, I need to create college educations and savings and all this stuff that I actually don't know how to do. And so I took a big, brave choice. But the fundamentals of things, like how you talk to somebody on the phone or how you put together an ad to get the people on the phone, it's funny because I was thinking when you talk about the offer at the end, like I could put all of that on paper and give it to everybody for free. And interestingly, still, it's probably only like a very small percentage of people that would actually step up because we're afraid. And I get it. I always say I'm, you know, 49% afraid and 51% brave, which means I'm really brave because I'm really afraid.
Yeah. One of the wordings that we use is everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. So if you feel terrified and you just, everything's opposite of what it appears to be, then that allows you to step into that bravery of you. Yeah. So, gosh, I'm loving this. So, Lindsay, would you be willing to take us through a conversation as if I'm a perspective?
I love that. That's so genius. Sure. It makes me totally nervous. Absolutely. Scares me to death.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. And I will just vulnerably be here, and you're going to, you know, you're going to do your magic on me.
Aw, I love this. So cool. Okay, so tell me how much time you want to spend doing this, because I want to make sure that I let people see all the parts of it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We've got about 40 minutes left in this call. So do you want to go 35? Let's go 35, and then we'll have 5 to 10 minutes to go over the actual special offer.
Cool. And at the end, why don't I tell people how they – there's this one simple Facebook ad thing that they can do that truly is – I think it's like 3 clicks on their computer once they enter the text. And it, for $7, it really did make me 5 figures, and it works all the time for my clients. So why don't I tell that so people have real tools too for that.
Cool. I love that.
Ah, Jenith, this will be wild. Okay, good. So here's the one thing that I would say. That the key really to all of it is that beforehand I really look at somebody and I really feel into how I can help them. So give me and I also have a pre-qualification questionnaire that's gone out that says, you know, like, what are you wanting help with, et cetera. So will you give me just a teeny bit of that because I want to make sure that I do as well.
What questions do you want me to answer for that?
So if we were going to talk, what is the thing that you are wanting and hoping to get from talking to me? Where are you stuck or what are you hoping to increase?
Well, we are leading into having more big ticket items, and I do want to – we don't have a $130,000 package, so I would love – to, you know, be able to offer something like that in the near future.
Yeah. Love it. Great.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I will just say, because I just want to make sure we've got really good boundaries around stuff. So I usually do get really intimate with people. So if I ask you any questions, which out of habit I might, like your yearly sales or whatever, feel free to use gibberish.
Happy to
answer. Oh, you rock. This is so fun. I like to remember we're being recorded. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can't wait. Okay, awesome. Okay, so we'll pretend like we both just dialed into the line for our call.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm a little
Hi.
Nervous.
Yeah, good. Me too. I'm terrified. It's great. Yeah, totally, totally. So, hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited to see you. I'm so honored that you signed up for a session.
Well, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, my goodness. What makes you happy about being here?
I'm really inspired by your work, and I really think that I could learn a lot from you.
That's so cool. I've totally seen you over the years, and I'm, like, just really, I have to say, honored that we're chatting today. So cool. So I read on your little form that you filled out that you guys are looking at doing bigger ticket packages, and it seems like, cool. Okay, great. So I can totally tell you about doing that. So do you mind if we start by me just asking some questions about some things so I have a real feel for your business?
Yeah, go for it.
Great, because I don't want to lead you in a direction that won't make sense. So a lot of times what I say to people at the beginning of the conversation is, so tell me where it's broken, which for some people feels incredibly uncomfortable. But can you tell me about, have you tried to put together big packages before? Does it scare you putting together a big package? What's the block or what's the thing that hasn't allowed you to do that?
Yeah, well, maybe I should start with we can sell a ton of little ticket items and make a massive list doing so.
Yeah,
and it seems that we've conditioned our lists that, you know, the smaller numbers are really what they're used to seeing. So by the time I get somebody on the phone, sometimes just offering them a $6,000 package, they kind of go into this beyond area. So I think the broken spot is possibly our target audience and the way I position myself.
So talk to me about how you position yourself.
Well, most of the events that I have done that brought in the big ticket, so to speak, our big ticket, has been based on a list that we've grown where I've been the host of these different interview series instead of leading with my gift, my authority, through a direction like advertising like you do.
And how does that feel?
And it feels that it's time to possibly do both, which we've started to step into, doing both.
So when you think about having an amazing list that buys loads of smaller offers, and like I should talk to you about that. I wish I had that. That's awesome. I have babies, so I haven't built that part.
Right.
But when you think about having been seen as a host, I really, if it's okay with you, just sort of want to lean into emotionally how that feels for you. Like, is it sad that this is the space for you?
It had been. It had been because I felt that I wasn't being seen.
Yeah.
And now it seems that I have gotten to a space where I can be seen doing that. But I still don't feel that that is my way to get to the higher ticket. As a host. I mean, there might be some that kind of trickle in, but really my clients that have come, you know, that do work with me on a private basis, they actually have come from me speaking, you know, at different events and other things like that. So I know that currently the way that I'm doing this with my little tickets aren't the way to attract the big ticket.
Right.
Yeah,
it's so interesting because I can so see the path out of this for you. So talk to me about what your gift is.
I do this transformation process to get people back to really being. And then, you know, we can go in all kinds of different ways in that. But really, when they can drop the facade, get back to their authenticity, then in some ways I can help them profoundly sell because they aren't coming to conversations with a ton of baggage and a ton of fear and a ton of limitations and a ton of blocks. And if they are coming to it that way, they know quickly how to clear some of that and identify that. And, you know, and then I also work, of course, with people just opening the door for greater possibilities, you know, really seeing that there are these reality-bending strategies. And so, you know, and I know that's probably not clear and concise. It comes out clearer in my marketing.
Yeah, no.
But in general, that is pretty much my message is, about some infinite possibilities as an infinite being.
It makes loads of sense to me. I have to say, one of my clients does like EFT tapping for animals.
Cool.
And that, to me, when I first heard about it, I was like, it felt a little bit nebulous, but oh my goodness, yeah. No, energetically, I really feel you. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. I think the important thing, too, is like we always teach what we need to know, right? So I wonder how it feels to have been in a place of not feeling visible with your authenticity, right?
Mm. Yeah. Well, then that's hence the change.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. It's so interesting because I have to tell you that it's like, I know I can help you. And there's part of me that like wants to speed ahead to that point because it just doesn't feel like things are so broken. You sound so poised to move forward, right?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm ready for a change here.
Yeah, totally, totally. So let's talk about what the possibility could be on the other side. Like instead of dwelling on what's broken, why don't we take a look at what's possible?
Yeah.
So like a year from now, where do you want your life to be?
Well, that's an interesting question because I don't really have anything that I have defined. I really am in the energy of continuing to explore and expand in every moment. And I really don't have any definitive anything around that.
So
everything to expand. Yeah.
Right.
And I do want to continue to follow the energy in each moment.
So, like, if you woke up on your perfect day, like even tomorrow, or even like this afternoon, like what your perfect afternoon would be like.
Yeah, I'm already doing that.
That's cool. So can you talk to me
a
little bit about that? Because what I want to do here
is
I want to really make sure that I give you tools to use that really help you get where you want to go.
Yeah. Well, gosh, my perfect day is, you know, I wake up, you know, next to my husband, you know, and the first thought through my mind is, wow, what adventures are we going to have today? And I hop out of bed, have some coffee, you know, and get to, you know, check my emails and see, you know, new sales coming in and new clients and get to work with maybe, you know, one or two high-end clients, really help them, you know, change their world so that they're leaving the conversation just in awe that we've opened the door for greater possibilities. And then I go to yoga and maybe play with my horse in that evening. And I have this delicious dinner. Maybe I would add a chef.
Awesome. Yeah, baby. I hear you.
I might add a chef and a gardener.
Yeah.
But technically, I'm already in a space that I can afford those kind of things.
Yeah.
I just haven't really gone out of my way to choose it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, you know, a bigger house and a bigger car is coming my way, but I'm not in any urgency to get it either. I want to be in the deliciousness of each moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so talk about the deliciousness of serving somebody at a higher level.
Yeah. Well, I have a few of those already. And of course I do want them to be, you know, even bigger and better and more. But I also have this energetic body work that I do where I connect like the conscious body with the being. And I find that I can do this body work, as an integration to opening the door for the possibilities of their business and their big life. And I guess it just juices me to, you know, want to have clients traveling across the globe to see me so that, you know, we can have VIP days and work with them so that they can have this delicious lifestyle that I'm creating or similar to what I've created, you know?
Yeah. The thing that I find for myself is that when I work with people who are really committed at a high level, which they demonstrate, you know, by investing, like money is the way that gets shown these days, it's so rewarding because they will travel across the globe. I can create for them what I've created for myself. You know, there's like liberation and freedom, quite frankly.
I get that about you.
Yeah.
Well, I perceive that about you.
Yeah. It's funny, I had suggested to one of my clients that she do a group program, and she was like, I can't. Like, I just, you know, a lot of people have struggle around that. And I always use the thing about, and you can like Jesus or not like Jesus, but like if Jesus or Martin Luther King did one-on-ones or Mother Teresa or anyone that we, you know, like, what impact would they have had, you know? And so it was so wild for her. She did like 6 figures in cash in 1 month when we just, like, after our first session, quite frankly, she was like a tadpole that was like ready to really swim. But she was blown away by the transformation that people got in group. Like, all of a sudden she was delivering stuff on a much higher level and people were stepping up at a much higher level. And so, I mean, I certainly have had my own stuff around money, and so I think sometimes we feel like, yeah, but I'm not just going to charge a bunch of cash for something. But if somebody were really committed to you, Jenith, like if they really were like, okay, for the next year of my life, I'm going to do what you ask. Like, I'm completely committed to this process, and I'm completely going to do it. Like, what kind of transformation could you create for them?
Yeah. Well, I think I could shift them from a lot of head limitation to know that they know, to really trust themselves to follow through with their commitments, to step into the vulnerability of their being, and just blow the roof off their income and really create their dream that they've really wanted to create. Wow, you never quite articulated it that way.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're recording, totally. Because, I mean, there's your package, right? You get that.
Right? Wow. Got it. Wow.
Yeah. And what's that worth to somebody to blow the roof off?
Well, that would be worth, depending, you know, what their roof is, right, and how far they could envision it. So it would be thousands.
Oh, my goodness, I would hope so, right?
Right, if not priceless.
I have to say that people who come to me, the thing they say most often is that their life is better, and there are people who've paid me a lot of money, and they get business results. But the part about, I mean, we could go on and on. The part I love the most is that piece, the life thing. And, like, that stuff is worth more than the business stuff in some ways.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, my thought would be, because the other question comes up for people, so, like, yeah, 130,000, how many people can you serve, though? you know, at that level? Because, like, if you're going to take $130,000 from somebody, you're probably not just going to talk to them once a month, right?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's so cool. So do you want to talk a little bit about how we put the actual package together?
Yeah, I would love that.
Cool. So these pieces actually are the really sort of simple pieces. I mean, there are specific pieces like doing rolling enrollment and dripping content and that kind of stuff that are sort of in the details. But in the general pieces, what you want to think about are what are the things that you can do to serve people together in a group so that you're leveraged, right? Because look how leveraged your business is already, so you get that. And people in community rock. Like, they will support each other in ways that even us as coaches can't support people. They've got peers. They've got people that they're competitive with. They've got people who inspire them. They've got, you know, like, there's a whole dynamic there. And so if you put people together, like what we do is I put people together in a group, and then they also have access to me for all the questions they can stand. I'll stay until the last one's done. But if part of that content is given to them and it doesn't require me, then my calendar, you know, for a group like that is a few hours a week where I'm just completely present and give them everything they need. And, you know, you can put a Facebook group and some other bonuses and that kind of thing. But you can really start to transform people with that kind of setup. And I'm curious, you know what, even can we backtrack for 1 second? Because I just want to, it sounds to me like all of us have this place where, honestly, I've never said this before, I love this. So all of us have this place where we get stuck, and that shows up as objections for the people when they come to buy from you. So when you said the piece about they get stuck in the beyond area, what does that mean exactly? Like when you tell them $6,000 and they...
And they're like, I don't have that. Like, and sometimes it'll even be like, all my credit cards are maxed out.
Sure.
You know, I mean, and in some cases, I mean, those probably aren't my ideal clients to work with in the first place. But, then I'll say something like, well, some people, you know, come to me and they say they don't have the money, but what if I would show you within, you know, this amount of time how you can create that by, you know, by simply using some of the methodologies that I do or something like that. And I'll try to even overcome that before it even comes up. Brilliant. And then sometimes I'll just tell them to go away, in which case it makes them want to stay more. I think that there's a lot of different, you know, ways around that, but I still find that it's just like, they may not just be the right people for me.
Right.
I'm not targeting the right people is what I've really uncovered this year.
Yeah. It's amazing, right, when we get our own answers. So I agree. And I would say also, here's a piece that might be the most practical business piece I give you during the call. So I, for a very long time, worked with people who were struggling to get to six figures. And then all of a sudden I started to have some people who were, you know, over seven. And the people who were under six would constantly say to me, my list is broke. We'd be on coaching calls, and my list is broke was like the, you know, like mantra, like heard it all the time. And then when I started to help people who were over seven, I have to tell you, it was the same people on their lists, and they were buying from the people at seven. And the people at seven weren't saying anything about their list being broke. And so, you know, someone that I love dearly says, you know, isn't it Jesus who says the poor will always be with us? So you know, my favorite story ever is Jesus in the temple smashing up stuff, and I think, like, where spirituality and money meet is so fascinating. So I've seen people do exactly what you talked about. They get on the phone and they know it's right for them, and they are no longer afraid, and they go manifest the money, right? Mm-hmm. Because here's the lie, is that it's a struggle, right? And that money's far away. Like, money's in the next second. There's so much money in the world. And so, you know, we can target your Facebook ads to a certain income level. We can target your Facebook ads so that it's just to people who have a net worth of $1 million or over, right? And so that'll right. break that belief for you, because the only right. people who are going to show up are people who have that much money.
Right.
Unless their kid, it's funny because the way that Facebook does it is it's for the whole household. So their child may not have a net worth of $1 million. And if their child gets on the call, Facebook will have said they fit that. But we can heal you with action. We can heal you with Facebook, baby. It's true. Action is the greatest. Like, I have to tell you, I could sit and think abundant thoughts forever. And when I made a six-figure investment this year, like, oof. Did that really change, you know, me on a cellular level? So, yeah, I think that you're onto something there about, I heard you say the positioning part too, right? About how you position yourself and then who you're targeting, right? And so,
yeah. Yeah. You know, and, you know, I've worked with Frank Kern for years.
Yeah, baby.
And you know, he's gotten me addicted to copy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do have an edge as far as connection and as far as, you know, the copy. Sometimes I lack the follow through. Mm-hmm. And I know those spaces that, you know, where I just get lazy. You know, I just find myself, you know, he does this, I'm not doing it.
Totally.
Because I've gotten lazy.
Totally.
You know, so I'm becoming more and more aware of the bottlenecks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really
yeah.
cool. Well, yeah. When you think about the fact that, so if you put together like a group program and if you charge like $10,000 for it, does $10,000 feel like a number you could manage, or does that feel crazy?
Yeah, we already have that going on right now with our Visioneers. Yeah.
I love it. And so, you know, 9 sales a month at $10,000, you're over $1 million. Right? So
yeah.
You throw a new program in there and you talk to people on the phone and you close, you know, like 1 out of 3 if you've got a good outline of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't very many moving parts. And the most rewarding part is that you really get to change people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think the shift that you just showed me is, we only sell that once a year.
Yeah.
Why would we be able to have an ongoing something?
Oh, sister, yeah.
Yeah.
You must. Yeah. I mean, at least for me, it's like, so I was joking with somebody this week about an ad I should put together, and I was like, you can do it with no staff because I don't have one, which is ridiculous. And so, like, there's a weakness of mine, right? But, like, 20 hours a week, no staff, I do this. Yeah. Totally. Totally. Absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy. So they're just
wow.
not that many moving pieces if you do. Yeah, it's me, a computer, and when I hear my kids cry, I go downstairs. I mean, if I've got a scheduled call, I don't go downstairs, but yeah.
Wow, Lindsay, that's crazy.
I know. We could probably have you do a sales conversation with me about, right? Yeah.
About what? I
know.
Delegate because I don't want to do a lot
Rock
of
on! Yeah, no, that's my, that will be happening right away. I've already, you know, like got the job descriptions written and that sort of thing. Because, like, yeah, I mean, I think that, quite frankly, what you can end up doing is if you get, like, a COO or something, then actually all you really have to do if you set up something in a model like this is show up for some Q&As, right? Maybe write some copy.
Yeah. Well, and actually, you would probably position yourself higher if you would let yourself be really untouchable.
Yeah, right? I
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a plan, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Thank you.
And totally. And you are completely welcome to do that on your own, or I can tell you about how we do that with people, and either way is awesome.
Yeah. Well, I want to hear how we would do it together.
Cool. Okay. And so then at that point, I just tell
them
in three sentences. Seriously, this is this. Can I tell you the key also?
Yeah. Okay.
Three sentences, I tell people how we do it. That's it.
So you kind of let me go, you know, you're like, great, you have an idea now, go on. And then you kind of let it also, like, and we could co-create it.
Yeah.
Is that usually almost always how you do it? Like, you don't try to be like, let me tell you about the program.
No, I don't. And you know what? I'll be honest.
Wow.
That's something that I learned from Frank. Right.
Uh-huh.
So my big old program, I spent time with him this year, and that's what he does, and I thought that was genius. Because for me, still, like, I'm not good at the, like, besides Facebook ads, the smartest sales tool I know is praying, God, send me the people who need me. So, like, if you don't want me, it's like the two-year-old in me. I don't want you either. You know, like, I don't want to, you know, no. And you don't want to do that, because here's the other piece that sort of goes into the internal piece. So as soon as we start to talk about how you could move forward with me, here's what happens. Fear. It comes up there in a bigger way than it has any other time in the conversation for most people, unless they've come on the call knowing that they want to buy from you. And I have that happen a lot. I really do. And so a lot of conversations I spend trying to figure out if they're the ideal person for me, because if they don't mesh well with me, it's going to be like customer service difficulties. It's not going to be fun. I'm going to think about them during dinner. I just say, you know, we can do it with you, or we can or you're welcome to, you know, go and do it on your own. And then what happens is they stay in their adult. They don't get triggered and start to feel about 2 years old. And if you can get them to stay in their adult during the part where they're purchasing with their adult credit card, then that works out much better for you. What you really want to have happen during a sales conversation is a real conversion. Like, it's their come to Jesus moment. They really need to step up above their fears. If you're dragging them through that part, it's not going to go well. And so it's the moment where they get to say, you know what, I'm putting my flag in the ground, and yes, I want this. And so if they do that, then you've got an easy transaction.
Yeah, because they're committed to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no sales page, I'll just tell you. Like, there's no launch, there's no affiliate, there's no... They say yes. We send them a lovely email, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We love them to death. We get them results. But that's it. They give me the credit card then. You know, and if they can't,
so you're
like,
three.
My
so
three sentences.
Your three sentences, your package.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a group program? Is it working individually?
Totally. So that's
group?
Awesome.
Yeah.
So here we go. So yeah. I'm like, this is the part that I don't want to say on the call. So I love that you're asking me. So here's what it goes like. This is exactly how I do it every time. This is so intimate. Isn't it interesting? Like, I feel like you're like looking in my, you know, underwear drawer at this point. I love this. This is so good. Yay, Jenna. Okay. So
thank you. I'm like,
yeah.
Wow.
No, this is awesome. So what I say at this point every single time is I say, because people say, yeah, let me hear about working with you. And then I say, you know, it's so funny. My tribe loves me because they always say that you're practicing what you preach. But the truth is that I'm just preaching what I'm practicing. I'm just telling people what I do. So it's a group program. It's $10,000. You get content one day a week. You get Q&A until there are no questions left in you every week. You get a Facebook group with amazing people. I've seen other people's Facebook groups, and my tribe, I'm so lucky, they rock. You will be so supported, and they're so real, and, you know, they're going through the same stuff that you're going through. And that's it.
Wow.
Three sentences. Yeah, and what I would have done probably before, just so anybody that they're like, okay, so really exactly how she does it. So the one thing that I would have maybe said, except you came so warm that I didn't really need to do it, is before we got to the part where I said, you know, so like, do you want to do it with us or on your own? I would have just reiterated the parts of the program. So, you know, in our program, we help you put together your offer, and we do, you know, everything. It's just the truth. Like, there's a week on positioning. So we show you positioning. We show you how to target your people, because that's exactly what's real. And then we show you Facebook ads so that you get people ongoing. And most of my clients, the problem they have is they have too many leads, so they turn them off, or we train them how to get a sales team. So I would have been a little bit clearer, because I might be on the call with someone who wasn't as familiar with what I do, so I want it to be really clear so that then they don't say, yeah, I want to do it with you, but what are we doing, right? And that's where most people screw up in sales conversations. They feel like they need to explain a million things. But if you're going to give the person the transformation that they want, they don't care about anything else, right? So you're going to teach me, you know, like how to fly in a day. Totally cool. Like, I don't actually want the 20-year plan. I'd like to learn how to, you know, sprout wings and fly a day.
Yeah. Well, and I think the other piece to that that they don't even know that they're getting is they're also getting the energy and consciousness that you are so that they can be it too.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of that unsaid area, you know, where they're like, you know, probably, you know, like, wow. They're just kind of wowed by it all. You know, when I joined Frank's program, the first one, I was so excited to join him and learn from him, and there was no other option. I was committed before we even talked.
Yep.
Well, plus, you know, you just put down $1,000 kind of, you know, you can get this back thing. But I was so committed, because I was so, I'm going to learn this. I'm going to become an authority and a celebrity, just like he says. And the truth is, I have in a lot of ways.
Awesome.
You know, I couldn't have commanded this group of 12 that all really can master the big ticket blueprints if I hadn't. Is there more? At, you know, yeah, that's so interesting. Because how many people come to you and they just know, like they know, like they know that you can change their world. And they're so hungry for that. There's so many people that are so hungry for exactly that.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and you know, we got in a conversation. I know that this is public, but, you know, we really were in a conversation. I mean,
yeah.
Which is kind of really cool. There was nothing, there was no facade.
No.
There was just pure real. And you did keep me in my adult. I didn't hit my defenses.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool. Because, you know, I've had other sales conversation on this event, and I've hit my defenses. I mean, it's like, whoop! And I'm really good at being aware of them and knowing when to drop them. So, wow.
Yeah.
You mentioned something that you want to show them.
Really?
Something.
Yeah, perfect. So the thing that I will tell you, and I will also say, is so you want to read Facebook's terms of services, and you want to figure out all your, you know, decisions about how you follow that before I give you any of this information, right? Like, I'm not Facebook.
Right.
But what you can do that will work like magic is simply promoting a post, right? So it depends on where your people are. Are they on your fan page? Are they on your regular page? You know, there are so many brilliant things. Like, if you're more advanced, you can have things like your email list uploaded and then target people that are a lookalike audience to that are also friends of people who are your fans. And then, like, you're in the money, you know. But if that is like way too, like what did she just say? You can even on your personal page do a promoted post. And so if you put an offer, that's where most of us get stuck, is we don't even offer things to people. So if you put together, it's like I want to give the long version, but let me give the succinct one. If you put together an offer that you know that rocks and click the promote, and here in the States it's like $6.99, then loads of people can see it, and you can just invite people into the sales conversation right there, and you can sell. And, you know, I've done that, and people have stepped right into big programs with me. So there's a really simple, like you don't have to do anything tricky at all, and it works like crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, Dennis, you can go put your big old offer up on your personal page today. Seriously, for your thing.
Well,
you'll
yeah,
get people.
Well, we are promoting the event on Facebook, and that's going fantastic. It's great. There will always be more that we get. I've been doing all these other projects and haven't really focused just on a big ticket launch, and maybe now is the time. What am I waiting for?
Yeah. And it's like also let's not underestimate just like what a big deal it is to be like, hey, world, I'm available to really rock you. You know, like I am really ready and willing to like blow the roof off for people. Like that's a bit scary, you know? And so it shows up as a multitude of things. But when you realize, like quite frankly, it's just a couple clicks on a Facebook post that can bring you those people today.
Up to now, I've used Perfect Audience, where we've taken, you know, our list and we put it in there. And I'm almost wondering if maybe I shouldn't do that. Well, I don't know. You know, I think the money is everywhere and ubiquity is a biggie. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Perfect Audience is genius for retargeting. And for those people who don't know what retargeting, it's like you look at shoes on Zappos and then tomorrow in your Facebook feed are those shoes and you think it's a sign from God that you're supposed to buy them. It's actually retargeting. It's a service like that Perfect Audience will do. And we do all sorts of interesting, not too terrifically technical, but super effective retargeting things you can even, you know, do in Facebook. But if it's not broken, like, don't try to fix it. I would say it's like you just look at the actions that you need to take to have this larger offer out in the world, and, you know, you look at the top three and you start there.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. Well, I want you to tell us what's in your special offer.
Oh, my gosh, I should. Yeah, it's like a million things, isn't it?
I know. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe she's giving us all this. And
well, you said you wanted some, you know, some good stuff. So I was like, hey, why not?
Irresistible, really, really, really irresistible. Why don't we just hit it and go through all the items and had a chance to watch a lot of it. And it's just juicy, juicy, juicy.
Oh, you are so sweet. I really appreciate it. So let me pull it up.
So the page that you're listening to, and if you're not there and you are on the Big Ticket Blueprint list, you will get an email from us also sharing the direct link to these offer. But if you are there on the page listening to the webcast, go ahead and click the big yellow special offer link right below this audio. You'll go ahead and be redirected right to Lindsay's offer. Lindsay, why don't we go through each of these items and really share the transformation that happens when they watch these items?
Aw, you're so nice. So they're like 9-hour-long trainings that are really complete. I'm not somebody who, I don't know if it's because I had babies that I just am like, what the heck, like here's everything I can give you, or if that's just, I don't know why I do it that way, but it is what I do. So there are plenty of people who watch these and get, you know, like make loads of money. So
9 hours of Lindsay.
And it's
if
really
you're
good stuff.
Like I am. Oh my God. Really good stuff.
So it's really it's all recent good stuff that's really I want to say intense, but I don't think my trainings. One of my clients once said, Lindsay, you know, any 12-year-old could do what you teach. I was like, I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but thank you.
The simplicity you have, a lot of people don't think that simply. Mm. And I think the simplicity is gold.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I try to make things pretty simple, but you make it even more simple, and that's just, I think for a lot of people, that is just golden.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, there's an easy way to do this stuff. So the first one is my most recent training that I called Cut Your Hours in Half, because I realized what I really had done since I had kids was figured out a way to work 20 hours a week. And so that hour shows everything from how to put together an offer like we did with Jenith to finding clients. It gives some really high-level strategy for Facebook ads away. Nobody teaches the stuff that I teach in Facebook ads. God bless, there are a million brilliant Facebook ad people out there, right? But, you know, I'm like, what can I do with the least amount of clicks so that I can go to the park with my son? So it's just the highest level strategy stuff that, you know, we sell really big priced stuff because it's easier to have one conversation that sells something larger than have, you know, 29. So it tells you all of that stuff. And it basically outlines exactly what I'm doing in my business right now. It just basically is I wrote down what I'm doing right now, and I show it to you. So it's actually, you know, me preaching what I'm practicing. Somebody, one of my clients was like, your aura in that. And I was like, I know. I had just sat with a phone. And it talks about the script. It talks about the internal and the external. I think probably because in order for me to do that, like I know this sounds nuts, but I don't love being on the phone for sales. Mm-hmm. One, I had sold $350,000 in 30 days with Facebook ads, and I was like, oh my gosh, I should show people how to do that. So that was at a time when I just sort of had stumbled across how to do Facebook ads for high-end offers. And so it talks you through specifically what you want to do in Facebook ads to sell high-end. So I think that that's, you know, as soon as I say this, somebody else will probably come out and be like, I sell high-end in Facebook ads. But, like, we do a good job. You know, Perry Marshall had me on his stuff to say, like, here's somebody who sells high-end through Facebook ads. So I don't know if we can lean it to Perry's thing. But yeah, it shows you how we do that. And then the next one is specifically about the sales script because that's where people, right, as you so smartly pointed out, I can show everybody about, like, here's the Facebook funnel, but if they're more scared than I am to get on the phone or they don't know what to say, then it's really hard to sell at this level because it's not like have somebody go to a sales page because somebody all the way across the world that's going to invest $10,000 with you wants to feel you. So it talks you through a really simple 5-step script and exactly what to do and how to handle when somebody says
wow.
You need to think about it. Yeah, so it gives you all
that's invaluable. Yeah.
Am I going too fast or too slow?
No, I'm loving
that. Okay, cool. And then the one, yeah.
Yeah, just as a reminder, you can follow along on the page.
Okay.
And if you go to the big yellow special offer link, then you can go ahead and go on down the page.
Awesome. So the next one was another moment. Like all these stories start with me climbing into bed with my husband, but I seem to have poor Paul. Right before he goes to sleep all the time, I'm like, honey. And I like have massive epiphanies at that point. And he's like, I'm trying to go to sleep. But I climbed into bed one night and I said to him, you know what? There are all these things that I do to sell stuff that I don't tell people, like I'm sort of unconscious of them. And there are also
right.
all these trends that happen for people who are making 7 figures, and nobody talks about that. Like, I get on a little bit of a soapbox about, like, people are selling stuff that worked for them 2 years ago, but not really saying, like, here's my sales machine and here's what we actually do. So that was my response to that conversation. And so it shows you everything about what I do that might be a different tweak, because I do look for the fastest, easiest way to move forward. You know, like connecting with Perry is something that helped me, and it's covered in there, exactly why I do that kind of thing, right?
Fantastic.
And so it's the Midwestern small town girl who gets to the front row in all the rock concerts strategy. that's in there. So it just goes over everything that really is behind seven-figure sales success. And the next one is really about trends. I call it money, what's working now, because mm-hmm. there are specific things that work really well, like, you know, most opt-in pages in our industry get like a 5 to 10% conversion rate. And there's one little thing that I did that gets a 60% conversion rate. And so that one little thing I did is in there because wouldn't you like to have, you know, six times the number of clients and sales that you do now by just one little easy thing? So it just goes over like all of those pieces in terms of what's really working. The thing that makes me sad a lot of times is that I see people trying to emulate what other people are doing and creating a business model that just is never going to work. That's the thing that's hardest about the sales calls for me, is when somebody wants to get out of their fear, they're stuck and they're not going somewhere that's going to work.
They've concluded that it's only this way. Mm-hmm. And you just can't waver their mind. They're mm-hmm. like, no, this is what I do. And mm-hmm. you're like, okay.
Yeah.
You keep doing that then.
Yeah, it's painful, isn't it? It's an interesting thing because it sort of feels like when I – and that's the other thing I do in sales calls is I just really tell people the truth. And so sometimes you really tell people the truth and they just don't want to hear it. It's like a drug intervention where the person goes, nope, I want to, you know, keep doing drugs. And so –
yeah, that's like we could talk me about that saying forever. I want to keep hosting telecalls.
Mm. mm-hmm. Totally.
Because, you know, it makes a lot of money, and I can do it from my home, and it is automated. And for me, it's not even about the money anymore. I mean, this is about changing lives and the impact. You can impact a lot doing these calls, and that's great. Yeah. But the impact when I can work with someone individually and really, really work with them on their, you know, who they are. I mean, that impact is huge.
Yeah.
And if I can do it in bigger groups, that's even bigger. I mean, talk about like changing the world. When you can change who someone is, then they can go to someone else and be that way. That changes another person. And I mean, that's what's going to change this world, is people just being authentically them.
Totally.
And stepping into the power and the potency of all that they are in all ways. So anyway, I have my own little soapbox on that.
It's brilliant, though.
I'll let you finish with your offer.
but like, how many people do you want to do that with? You know what I mean? And we come up with things that we think, well, for a variety of reasons, you know, like, comfortable where I am. Well, like, how many people do you want to have wake up by their husbands and be like, wow, what are the possibilities today?
Oh, totally. What if the whole world was that way?
Dude. Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. And
people
invest, when people not just invest money, but their time and all of them, and oftentimes money is with that, when they invest, they are committed to it.
Yes.
And I know that, and that is one of the reasons that I want more of the high ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. I have people who bought classes of mine when they used to be $500, right, that never would come. And I have to tell you that, yeah, do I know more tricks than I knew then? Yes. But at the same time, like, could I have transformed them when they bought the $500 class? Abso-freaking-lutely. And that didn't happen because they bought eight other $500 classes from people.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't necessarily serve them well.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. I'm with you.
All right. So then we've got
finding clients.
Finding clients.
Yeah, so that's the, right, we've got our offer together. We know our value. We know what we were born for. We're ready to deliver it, and we can't find anybody to do it, especially if we've just stepped up because we think, wow, the people that I've spoken to before, this isn't appropriate for. Like, I'm getting ready to start a group for women who are six-figure, how you like that, six-figure coaches to teach them Facebook ads, and they have to be at that level because there's a certain strategy, a bunch of strategies that we're going to use that will help them, right? And so that's different than some of the other target markets that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So this class will show folks exactly how to find those people. And it also, you know, handles, it was interesting, because I'm really big on if you listen to who you came here to serve, they will tell you everything that you need to know about what you're meant to do. And so when I created that, I was really an inquiry a lot, and people would talk about their fear of rejection all the time and about not believing in themselves. And so it is about finding clients, but it also is about why we don't get on the sales call in the first place. You know, like, I don't want somebody not to like me, or I don't, you know, energetically want to feel how it feels for 3 days when somebody doesn't buy. So it's not just about like, aha, there's a client, but it's like, aha, and how do I travel the terrain where I'm brave enough to be constantly out there saying, like, I'm ready, send me the people, here they come.
Yeah.
You're not my client, no problem, you are awesome, you and your sister are fabulous, you know, like, oh, there's somebody who's definitely not my client, let me, you know, swerve around them and go to the next person. So that one covers that. And then 8 super hot Facebook ad tips. How do you like that title? That's what happens when it's a live event. You haven't thought about your titles in advance. So it's a tape from a live event that I did do in the past year. And so it, I love this. In the write-up, there's this guy, Willie Crawford, and he says, "This young lady rocks. At the same time, she keeps it so simple that even I can follow what she teaches." I thought that really sums up
yeah.
that video. So it's live event content from an intimate event where we go deep into the high-level strategies. So if you're like, okay, I want to sell high-end through Facebook ads, then we talk you through everything from how to bid to sell high-end to what audiences to target. So it gives you all that good stuff. And then the last one is make high-end sales through Facebook ads. And so it really is a primer, but I don't know if I would say it's a primer because, you know, like when Olivia was born, I would sit up in the middle of the night and breastfeed her and watch everyone's trainings on Facebook ads. So primer is not the right way to say it. It's a real introduction to the strategies that we use to take somebody from, you know, being a $2 lead to somebody whose life is totally transformed.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's my 9 hours of content if you want it.
Yeah,
I'd buy it. It sounds really good. It sounds really it's good stuff. It really, yeah. Yeah, I've never put this stuff has never been available for sale, so yeah.
Well, and I was like, let's see what we can get. It's fun to follow you on Facebook because
aww.
You're just real and beautiful and quirky
aww.
And,
aww.
You know, and kind of wowzers, you know. I'm
aww.
Just like, you know, it's just because it's just so nice to see somebody that is real. You know, I work so hard to get people to drop the facade and come in and just say it as it is. And then, you know, when you're showing up and you're also doing a piece of my specialty, which is that conversion and conversation
mm-hmm.
for sales. And I just add through being in my work because I won't, you know, I really feel like, you know, that's my secret sauce is that I can get you to be you. And you're already so much you that you just naturally connect, and it's beautiful, beautiful.
Mm.
Wow, thank you so much for putting this all together.
Oh my goodness, my pleasure. It's I was so like excited about the invitation. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Well, with that said, again, if you want Lindsay's special offer, you'll see the big old smackin' special offer link under the audio, and I'm sure there will be other ways for you to connect deeper with Lindsay. So, Lindsay, thank you so much. This was great. And thank you so much, because I thought, oh my gosh, I might ask her to do this, and she's going to be like, no, I can't, I won't, or, you know, I didn't know.
It was so, I was thinking this morning, I was like, I should be prepared. What questions is she going to ask me? This is like the best question I've ever been asked. It's so funny. It's like, why has no one ever asked me to do it? It's really actually, that's the cool thing about business, right? It's self-growth, like, you know, to the extreme. This was so helpful for me. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. Now to get Lindsay's offer, go to realrawyou.com/3. And if you'd like to get other podcasts, you can find them at realrawyou.com/podcasts. You can also join us on Facebook at facebook.com/realrawyou. Now, on the page with Lindsay, I do want you to know you'll not only get the offer that she described in this call, but you can also get a free 90-minute training. And oh my goodness, you won't believe this, but she's also going to gift you a single session at no cost with her. So go ahead and take action. If this calls you, if you're ready for deeper connection, conversation, and intimacy, go ahead and go to realrawyou.com/3. Talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everyone.